Welcome to Kelso Longview. Exit number 39 is on the air. We hope that our Adventure Information Radio, or AIR, a short informational message, will help you enjoy your visit to Volcano Country. 28 years ago, on May 18th, 1980, at 8:32 a.m., Mount St. Helens came alive. When a 5.1 earthquake centered deep under the mountain caused the largest recorded landslide in history, 1 cubic mile of mud, rock, and debris sent the entire north slope of the mountain crashing down on the valley below. This unleashed a volcanic holocaust in the form of a rare lateral blast which devastated over 250 square miles of forest land north of the volcano. Mud flowed down on the Tootle and Cowlitz rivers over 62 miles to the Columbia and filled the channel, stopping all shipping traffic from the Pacific Ocean to Portland. 57 people died tragically in the blast zone. In just 62 days, the mountain was transformed from a 9,600-foot scenic snow-capped peak to a volcanic wasteland, as the top was blown off over 1,300 feet and the landscape in southwest Washington was changed forever. Today, you can travel up the Spirit Lake Memorial Highway, located just 10 miles north on I-5 to Castle Rock at exit 49, and follow the path of that historic day. See the story unfold from before, during, and after the blast by visiting one or all of 4 world-class visitor centers. Witness the world's youngest landscape unfold before your eyes as you enter the blast zone and beyond. Your visit will become an educational and historic adventure that will last a lifetime as you learn more about the ever-changing story of Mount St. Helens. From this location, you are 62 miles from Johnston Ridge, the end of the Spirit Lake Memorial Highway. You should plan a minimum of 4 hours for this adventure. All visitor centers open at 9 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. during the summer months of May through September. Be sure to make your overnight accommodation plans before heading up to the mountain, as lodging is limited. The Kelso Longview Visitor Center will be glad to assist you, or a phone is located on the front of the building with free, direct access to many hotel front desks. Also, be sure to pick up a copy of our awesome brochure and the Mount St. Helens vicinity map. These will help guide you on your adventure to Mount St. Helens. If you are returning from the mountain or just looking for an evening or day adventure, Kelso and Longview can offer you overnight lodging, multiple dining choices, family recreational activities, and entertainment at our local cinemas or historical Columbia Theater, which features live performances throughout the year. If shopping is what you are looking for, we offer Three Rivers Mall, Belfair Mall, our farmers market open every Saturday, or you can visit our downtown and stroll along our pedestrian-friendly sidewalks, smell the fresh baked goods, and enjoy at your leisure window shopping, art galleries, specialty shops, bookstores, boutiques, antiques, and more. If you are tired of sitting in your car and would like a peaceful scenic walk, or would just like to sit and relax, head for Lake Sacagawea City Park, located in the heart of Longview in front of Peace Health Hospital. Just follow the big blue H signs. Thank you for listening to AIR, Adventure Information Radio. We hope you enjoy your adventure in Kelso, Longview, or wherever your final destination of the day will be. For more information about AIR, or if you have a business, location, or would like to share your message with other visitors at this location, please contact Mark Plotkin at the Cowlitz County Tourism Bureau at 360-577-3137. Be sure to look for more Washington locations on the AIR, brought to you by Adventure Information Radio and the Cowlitz County Tourism Bureau. This message will repeat in 10 seconds.